What issues would you want voters to relate to your term as city councilor?
I want the voters to relate to how important it is for job creation here in San Marcos. San Marcos is known for very low paying jobs, and that hasn't really changed a whole lot until recently. Now, more than any time before, we need to continue the direction our city is going. That direction has brought us companies like Amazon, Epic Pipe, Composite, Core Composite, and others that are providing the type of jobs we need to actually live, work, and play in this community. That has not happened since CFAN and other groups have moved in, and then it stopped again. Now we're back on that uphill growth where we're gonna have this opportunity to be able to grow the community and stay here and not have to travel so far away just to have a decent job and raise our family. More than anything, we just can't afford to stop now. We have to continue the direction we're heading.
I'd like to be known as a city council member dedicated to river protection and efforts to change the culture on the river from one of a big party with no concerns for litter or preservation to one of respect and appreciation for the gem that we have here and how lucky we are to have something that most people do not. I will put citizens first, protect our neighborhoods, and make sound financial decisions. I want to be the voice of my community, help us foster good relationships with those investors who respect the unique beauty and culture of San Marcos. I will promote the arts, music, and expression of our culture. I will push hard to bring decent paying jobs with benefits. Lastly, I will not suffer from flood amnesia. I will support all efforts toward recovery and reducing costs of rebuilding at the city level. Floodplain management in support of engineering efforts towards long-term solutions for our flooding issues are of paramount importance to me. I was lucky enough while block walking a couple of weeks ago to speak to the first Latino council member in San Marcos, and he was very proud 30, 40 years later to have worked with Jake Pickle on the flooding issues that they used to have in the Dunbar neighborhood. And I believe we can try to have those sorts of efforts in Blanco Gardens as well. I don't want to see Blanco Gardens, one of our oldest neighborhoods, become a footnote in our history. There are things that can be done to save them from flooding in the future and ensure their neighborhood thrives for the generations that are sure to follow.
I want voters to relate to me as being a great and empathetic listener, one that shows caring and compassion, and at the end of the day considers all sides of an issue, relies on facts to make a decision, and has the guts to make the right decision for this city, regardless of political outcome or outside influence. Given the number of issues we face as a community and the demands placed on our city's leadership to address these issues, sometimes people fall between the cracks and aren't heard. That's just not right. At a recent meeting on campus, I asked some students, how are you treated by your landlord? And what do you think about rent for the bedroom apartments, housing? I was stunned that these simple questions had not apparently been asked in the past. It's our city, not my city. Your voices matter, and I hope to be your voice on the dais at City Hall that has listened and respects what you have to say. And at the end of the day, whether we agree or disagree, we respect each other for the outcome of the democratic process. I also hope that you recognize my decisions to be well thought out, researched, reasons, and in my belief, in the best interest of our great city and all of its citizens.
First of all, you will know that I'm a simple, clear person when I speak. I don't go into all the activities that I've been engaged in, all the knowledge that I have, and you'll get what you see. I like to set the record straight. The first Latino, Hispanic, citizen of Mexican ancestry who was a city councilman was Ruben Reese Sr. Willie, forget his name, was a city councilman, but he was not the first one. I want everybody to know here that I lived in Blanco Gardens. I lived on North Barber Drive. I know what the floods are. I was in two floods myself in 1970 and 1972 when I lived in Guadalupe Street. I know the anguish of those people. Those people in Blanco Gardens will not be forgotten when I'm on the city council. I think the voters will be able to look back at my record in San Marcos and know exactly how I will lead. I've been the same Frank Arredondo my entire career in public service. If I had to choose one issue, though, I think San Marcos will remember that I'm passionate about our community's future for our kids, for my grandchildren and your grandchildren.